Will you please turn to Psalm number 8?
请我们一同来看诗篇第八篇。
Psalm number 8, just verse 4.
诗篇第八篇，我们只看第四节。
What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him?
人算什么，你竟顾念他？世人算什么，你竟眷顾他？
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
We'll read the first three verses.
我们来看头三节。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章
verse 1.
第一节。
And I, brethren, have not been able to speak to you as to spiritual, but as to fleshly, as to babes in Christ.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。
I have given you milk to drink, not meat, for ye have not yet been able, nor indeed are ye yet able.
我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们，那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。
For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there are among you emulation and strife, are ye not carnal and walk according to man?
你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
We go back to chapter 2.
我们回头来看第二章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2.
哥林多前书第二章第二节。
For I did not judge it well to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。
And finally, the letter to the Galatians.
最后我们来看加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 24.
加拉太书第五章第二十四节。
But they that are of the Christ have crucified the flesh with the passions and the lusts.
加拉太书第五章第二十四节，凡属基督耶稣的人，以致已经把肉体，连肉体的邪情私欲，总钉在十字架上了。
Let us have a word of prayer.
让我们有一点的祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank thee for thy presence with us.
我们感谢你，因为你与我们同在。
We do thank thee for thy precious word.
我们也感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
And we thank thee for thy Holy Spirit who is here with us too.
我们也要谢谢圣灵在这里与我们同在。
We do want to open ourselves to thee tonight.
我们真的今天晚上要把自己向你打开。
And allow thy word to fall into good ground.
让你的话能够落到好土里面。
That it may bear fruit unto thyself.
叫他能够为主结果。
We commit this time into thy hands and ask for thy blessing.
所以我们就把这段时间交给你，求你祝福我们。
May thy name be exalted.
愿你的名被高举。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Those who were here last week.
如果上个礼拜你们在这里的话，
We know that we had last week we have Saturday and the Lord's Day.
上一个周末我们有两次的聚会，礼拜六晚上和主日的早上。
And God willing we'll have it tonight and tomorrow morning.
如果神愿意的话，我们今天晚上还有一次，明天早上还有一次。
Now in these four sessions we focus ourselves just on three words.
在这四次的聚会里面，我们要集中来看，可以用三个字来形容。
That is in English.
就是英文是三个字。
And these three words are what is man?
中文的四个字是人是什么？
David cry out, what is man?
大卫大呼喊说人算什么？
He not only asked this question.
他不单问这个问题，
But actually it is an exclamation.
实在来说，他是一个在这里是一个感叹。
When he thought of what is man in the thought of God.
当他想到神向人所怀的意念。
When God created man.
当神创造人的时候。
In God's mind.
在神的心意里面。
The man that God created.
人神所创造的这个人。
Is so noble, so wonderful.
是那样的奇妙，是那样的有尊荣。
That David could not help but cry out, What is man?
大卫就不能不呼喊说人算什么
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
We mentioned before that it is very important to know what is man.
我们已经说过是非常重要的一件事我们需要知道人是什么
Now we are man.
我们就是人
Of course that includes man and woman, grown up and children.
当然这就包括了男人和女人大人和小孩子
We need to know ourselves.
我们需要认识我们的自己。
You know, it is rather strange. We know everything around us, but we do not know ourselves.
你知道很稀奇的一件事，我们对我们周围的都很认识，就是不认识自己。
This is because it is impossible for us to know ourselves.
因为按照我们自己来说，要认识自己是不可能的。
The heart.Is deceitful above all things and is incurable.
人心比万物都诡诈，是不能够改变的。
Who knows it?
有谁认识他呢？
If we try to examine ourselves,
如果我们要来查验自己的话，
we will just deceive ourselves.
我们只不过是欺骗自己而已。
And we will also deceive other people.
我们也是欺骗别人。
God alone is the one who examines our heart.
只有神是查验我们的内心的。
Therefore, if we want to know what is man,
所以如果我们要知道人是什么
or what I am,
或者是我是什么
we need to go back to the Word of God.
这我们就需要回到主的话语里面。
It is only in the light of the Word of God that we are able to know what we really are.
只有在神话语的光中，我们才能够真正的认识到我们是谁。
As the psalmist said, "In thy light shall we see light."
就好像世人所说的在你的光中我们才得见光
So we mentioned at the first session
所以头一堂的聚会我们说过
What is man in God's creative purpose?
在神创造人的里面神的人究竟是什么
God created man in his own image according to his likeness
神来自按着他自己的形象照着他的样式来造人的
And God gave man dominion over all the things that he had created.
神又要人来管理他所创造的万有
And we say God put man before the tree of life.
我们就说神把人放在生命树的前面
And of course by the side of it is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
当然在生命树的旁边就是分别善恶的树
God allowed man to make a choice.
神让人来做一个的决定。
He did not create a robot.
他不是做了一个机械人。
He created a living soul.
他是创造了一个活人。
And he created him according to his own image.
他乃是照着他的形象来造人的。
Because he is the supreme will.
因为他就是那个最高的意志。
So he created us with a free will.
所以他创造了我们，也给了我们一个自由的意志。
He allowed us to make our own choice.
他让我们来做拣选。
Whether we will eat the tree of life.
或者我们要拣选吃生命树的果子。
That is to receive his divine uncreated life into us.
那就是接受神圣的非受造的生命到我们的里面。
That we may be united with God in life.
叫我们能够在生命上与神连结
and to live by his life in us
来依靠他他的生命来生活
because only in this way are we able to fulfill all that God has purposed for the man he created
因为只有这样我们才能够完成神创造人的时候他所有的旨意
but he also gave us the liberty to makeA choice.
但是他也给我们由自由来拣选。
If we decide that we will eat the forbidden tree,
如果我们拣选吃禁果的话
the tree of the knowledge of good and evil,
就是分别善恶树的果子。
That is to say, we want to be independent of God's life.
这就是说我们要向神的生命宣告独立。
We want to develop our own soul life.
我们来是要发展我们自己的魂生命。
We want to make God out of ourselves.
我们要自己成为神。
We may do that.
我们可以这样做。
God said you may have the choice.
神说你可以有这样的选择。
You may either choose me or choose yourself.
你可以拣选我，也可以拣选自己。
You may either choose to live by me.
你可以拣选靠我而活。
Or you may choose to live by your own self.
或者你可以靠着自己而活。
Now if you choose to live by my life.
如果你拣选以靠我的生命而活。
And with my life, you will fulfill the man that I purposed.
靠着我，你就能够达到我创造人的目的。
Now, if you want to live by your own life,
但如果你要靠着自己的生命而活，
to develop your soul life,
来发展你自己的魂生命，
the result is death.
结果就是死亡。
When God created man,
当神创造人的时候，
He is the masterpiece of God.
他乃是神的杰作。
Because when God created other things,
因为当神创造其他的动物的时候，
there was not one thing that he created in his own image.
没有一样的东西是神按着他的形象来造的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
let us remember what is man.
让我们记得人是什么。
Man is not a product of evolution.
人不是进化论而产生变成的结果。
Man is created with God's deliberate purpose.
人乃是神所怀的旨意而创造的。
And created in his own image.
乃是按着他的形象造的。
Having his quality in us.
就是由神的品质在我们的里面。
Give us the capacity to receive God to ourselves.
他给我们有一个度量可以接受神进到我们的里面。
So man is created not only as a vessel of God.
所以人被造不单是要成为神的一个器皿。
A man is created as an instrument of God.
人乃是神所要用的工具。
God wanted to use man to subdue all things.
神要人来制服万有。
To bring all things to the feet of God.
把万有带回跪到神的脚前。
God created man a little lower than angels.
神创造人叫他比天使微小一点。
And yet God will use man to defeat the archangel who turned himself into Satan.
然而神要藉着人来败坏仇敌就是那位天使长他背叛了神成为撒旦。
So God put man in the Garden of Eden.
所以神就把人放在伊甸园里面。
To heal and to guard.
神叫他要修理看守。
And unfortunately, we find man failed.
很可惜的，我们看见人失败了。
Man did not guard the garden.
人没有好好的看守这个园子。
They allowed the enemy to slip into the garden.
他就让仇敌混进来了。
And Satan, as an angel of light, tempted Eve.
撒旦就扮作光明的天使，他就欺骗了夏娃。
And we remember the story.
我们记得故事是怎么样的。
Eve was tempted.
夏娃就被试探了。
So she ate the forbidden fruit.
他就吃了禁果。
And then she gave the same to Adam.
然后他也把这个果实给亚当吃了。
The Bible said Eve was deceived.
圣经告诉我们，撒旦夏娃受了欺骗。
But Adam sinned deliberately.
但是呢，亚当呢，他是明智的犯错。
Because in the order of God, Adam is the head of the family.
因为按着神的次序来说，亚当本来是这个家的头。
So Adam was responsible for introducing sin into this world.
所以亚当需要负起把罪带进这个世界的责任。
Man fell into sin.
人就堕到罪里面。
And we mentioned last time that the fallen man in the Bible is called the natural man.
我们上次说过，堕落了的人就是天然的人。
He is no longer the man whom God created.In the beginning,
他不再是神起初所创造的那个人。
He had fallen into the natural man.
他 他已经堕落变成了天然的人。
Now what is a natural man?
那什么是天然的人呢？
A natural man is a man whose spirit is dead unto God.
天然的人就是那些人，他们的灵向着神是死的。
Because God said on the day that you eat the forbidden tree you shall surely die.
因为神说在你所吃分别善恶树果子的那一天你必定死。
And so we know that the moment they ate the forbidden tree, their spirit was dead unto God.
所以我们知道，在他们吃了禁果的那一天，他们的灵向着神就是已经死了。
That is to say, their communication with God was cut off.
这就是说，他们与神中间的交通被隔断了。
So they fell into flesh and blood.
所以他们就堕落了，变成是属血肉的。
They became flesh.
他们变成是属肉体的。
Their life lived by the soul or by the body.
他们生活只能够靠着魂和体。
Those of the higher class probably will live by their soul.
比较高级的，他们乃是靠着他们的魂而活。
That is, they live according to their mind, according to their thought.
他们就是依靠自己的心思和意念而生活。
By their rational mind.
他们就用他们的理智来生活。
And people of a lower class probably would just live by the passions and lust of their body.
那么低级的人呢，他们就过一个生活乃是受他们的情欲所控制的。
So the Bible called the fallen man the natural man.
所以圣经叫这一般堕落了的人叫做自然天然的人。
Now the Bible says,
圣经说
in Adam all died.
在亚当里众人都死了。
Adam is not just one person.
亚当不单是一个人。
Adam is the federal head of a race.
亚当乃是一个族类的头。
So all who are born of Adam are in Adam.
所以在亚当里生的就是在亚当里的。
When Adam sinned, all who will be born of Adam sin in Adam.
所以当亚当犯罪的时候，所有在亚当里的也犯罪了。
And so brothers and sisters, let us remember one thing.
所以弟兄姊妹们，让我们记得一件事。
When we are born into this world,
当我们生在这个世界上的时候，
we are born of Adam.
我们是从亚当生的。
Therefore we inheritAdam's character.
所以我们就承受了亚当的品格。
We inherit his fallen life.
我们就承受了他堕落的生命。
No matter who we are,
无论我们是谁，
We are in Adam.
我们是在亚当里。
And in Adam all die.
在亚当里众人都死了。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
We cannot deliver ourselves.
我们自己不能够拯救自己。
How can we deliver ourselves from Adam?
我们怎么样把我们自己从亚当里拯救出来呢？
We have no way.
我们没有办法。
But God provided a way of salvation.
但是神预备了救恩的道路。
He raised up the second man.
他兴起了第二个人。
You know, in the sight of God,
你知道在神的眼光，
there are only two men.
只有两个人。
The first man is Adam.
头一个人是亚当。
And all who are born of Adam belong to Adam.
所有从亚当生的就是属乎亚当的。
And then there is the second man.
然后就有第二个人。
The Bible says Christ Jesus is the second man.
圣经告诉我们基督耶稣就是那第二个人。
God sent His beloved Son into this world.
神差遣他的爱子来到这个世上。
To become the beginning of a new race.
来开始一个新的族类。
And it is through the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
借着主耶稣的死和复活。
We are delivered out of Adam into Christ.
我们就从亚当里被拯救出来，进到基督里面。
Now how did we get into Adam?
我们是怎么样进到亚当里面的呢？
You didn't join him.
你没有加入他。
You were born into Adam.
你乃是被送到亚当的里面。
So how could you be delivered out of Adam?
那你怎么样从亚当里被拯救出来呢？
You had to die unto Adam.
你需要在亚当里死了。
But we cannot die.
但是我们不能死。
Because if we die, we are finished.
因为我们死了就完了。
The Bible says it is appointed that every man shall die.
圣经说按着定命，人人都有一死。
And after death, judgment.
死后且有审判。
It will be eternal death.
乃是永远的死亡。
But we praise and thank God.
但是我们感谢赞美神。
God provided a savior.
神预备了一位的救主
，In our Lord Jesus Christ，
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He who is sinless，
他是没有罪的
，is made sin for us，
为我们成了罪
，that we may be made the righteousness of God，
叫我们能够成为神的公义。
So when Christ died，
所以当基督死的时候
，all who were in Adam died in Him，
所有在亚当里的，在基督里都死了。
You know， if you read the Bible， you will find that Christ is not only the second man。
如果你读圣经的话，你就看见基督不单是第二个人
，He is also the last Adam，
他也是末后的亚当。
In other words， he concluded the Adamic race in him。
换句话说，在他的里面，他就结束了亚当的族类。
So when he died， the Adamic race was terminated in him。
所以当他死的时候，亚当的族类在他里面就被结束了。
But then he rose from the dead。
然而他从死里复活
，and he became the beginning of a new race。
他就成了新的族类的开始。
He gave his life to all who believe in him。
他把他的生命赐给凡相信他的。
So we are dead to Adam, and we are made alive in Christ。
所以我们像作亚当是死的，但是在基督里我们是活的。
Now that is salvation。
这就是救恩。
So brothers and sisters。
所以弟兄姊妹们
，We do thank the Lord，
我们实在感谢主
，that we were once born in Adam，
我们从前是生在亚当里的
，but through our Lord Jesus Christ，
但是借着我们的主耶稣基督
，we are now out of Adam into Christ，
我们现在已经从亚当里面出来了，进到基督的里面
，so we are in Christ，
所以我们是在基督里
，we are Christian，
我们是基督徒。
We belong to God.
我们是属乎神的。
We have a new beginning.
我们有一个新的开始。
Now that's what we have shared together during the last two sessions.
这就是我们上两次所分享的。
Now this evening we will continue on.
那么今天晚上呢，我们要继续下去。
Now, what is man?
这人是什么？
We say we are no longer the natural man.
我们错了，我们现在不再是天然的人。
Now what are you now?
那我们现在是什么呢？
You have believed in the Lord Jesus.
你已经相信了主耶稣基督了。
You are born again.
你已经重生了。
You have received His life into you.
你已经接他的生命进到你的里面。
The Bible says.
圣经告诉我们说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
在哥林多后书第五章。
If anyone is in Christ.
若有人在基督里。
There is a new creation.
他就是新造的。
If anyone be in Christ,
若有人在基督里。
Now, brothers and sisters, are you in Christ?
弟兄姊妹们，你是不是在基督里呢？
Thank God, we are in Christ.
感谢神，我们实在是在基督里。
Now, who put us in Christ?
是谁把我们放在基督里呢？
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 said,It is God who has put us in Christ.
在哥林多前书第一章第三十节就告诉我们说，乃是神把我们放在基督里。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣
，not only we receive Christ into us,
我们不单把基督接到我们的里面
，but at the same time, God has put us in Christ.
同时，神也把我们放在基督里。
Now, if anyone be in Christ,
若有人在基督里。
Now, thank God, we are in Christ.
感谢神，我们实在是在基督里。
Now, if you are in Christ,
那如果你是在基督里，
there is a new creation.
那在你里面，在你的身上就是一个新造。
There is a new creation in you.
在你的里面有一个新造。
Because you have received a new life.
因为你已经接受了一个新的生命。
And that new life is the life of Christ.
这个新的生命乃是基督的生命。
And that life has a new nature.
这个生命有新的性情。
And that nature is the nature of Christ Jesus.
这个性情乃是基督耶稣的性情。
And because of this,
因着这个,
you will grow from glory to glory.
你就能够荣上加荣。
There is such a potential within you.
在你的里面有这样的本能。
The Bible says, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
圣经告诉我们说，基督在我们的里面成为荣耀的盼望。
You are in Christ.
你是在基督里。
Therefore, all the fullness that is in Christ is yours.
所以所有在基督里面的丰满也是属于你的。
Now, how full is Christ?
这基督的丰满有多大呢?
In Colossians, we are told that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily.
在哥罗西书那里告诉我们说，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的住在他的身上。
And ye are complete in him.
你们在他里面也得了完全。
All the fullness of the Godhead.
神本性一切的丰盛。
Now, who can describe the fullness of God?
那谁能够完全的来形容神本性一切的丰盛呢?
Who can fathom the love of God?
谁能够测量神的爱呢?
Who can understand fully the grace of God?
谁能够完全的明白神的恩典呢?
Who can know how merciful he is?
谁能够知道神的慈悲有多大呢?
How holy he is.
他是有多神圣呢?
All the fullness of the Godhead.
神本性一切的丰盛。
Whatever is God.
凡是神有的。
Is in Christ Jesus.
都在基督耶稣里。
In him bodily.
有形有体的在他的里面。
And God put you in him.
神又把你放在基督里。
In other words,
换句话说,
all the fullness of the Godhead is now available to you.
神本性一切的丰盛现在你都可以支取。
That's the reason why the Bible says,
这就是为什么圣经说,
Thanks be unto God.Thanks be unto God,
感谢神,
who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
他把天上各样属灵的福气在基督耶稣里赏给了我们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
do you see how blessed you are?
你有没有看见你蒙了多大的祝福呢?
When you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你相信主耶稣以后,
No, sometimes we think, well, believe in the Lord Jesus,We have our sins forgiven.
有的时候我们说我们相信了主耶稣我们的罪得了赦免。
Now of course that is wonderful.
当然这是非常的好的。
Because when we were under the load of sin.
因为以前我们乃是在罪恶的重担之下。
We live under a guilty conscience.
我们乃是被我们的良心来控告。
We are afraid of the future.
我们害怕面对将来。
But when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
但是当我们相信主耶稣以后
，our conscience was purified.
我们的良心被洗净了
，by the blood of our Lord Jesus.
乃是借着我们基督耶稣的宝血
，our sins were all forgiven.
我们的罪已经得着赦免了
，not only forgiven,
不但赦免了
，but God said I have forgotten.
神说我已经忘记了。
And we find that He filled us with His own life.
我们就看见神用他的生命来充满了我们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
We say, well, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, one day you will go to heaven.
我们说，如果我们相信主耶稣的话，有一天我们要到天堂去。
Instead of going to hell,
不需要到地狱去。
Now that's wonderful.
这是太好了。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，that is just a little bit of the blessing that God has blessed you in Christ Jesus.
这只不过是神在基督耶稣里给你的福分的一小部分而已。
It is just the beginning.
只不过是开始。
God has put you in Christ.
神已经把你放在基督里。
And all the fullness of Godhead is open to you.
神本性一切的丰盛向你现在都是打开的。
He wants to fill you with himself.
他要用他自己来充满你。
He wants to fill you with his love.
他要用他的爱来充满你。
He wants to fill you with Christ.
他要用基督来充满你。
He wants to fill you with the Holy Spirit.
他要用圣灵来充满你。
Every spiritual blessing.
天上各样属灵的福气。
In Christ Jesus,
在基督耶稣里
He has blessed us with.
他已经赏给我们了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹们
It is not a small thing to be a Christian.
你知道作为基督徒不是一件小的事。
You know who you are now?
你现在知道你是谁吗
？You are in Christ.
你是在基督里的。
You are a Christian.
你是一个基督徒。
All the fullness of Godhead is open to you.
神本性一切的丰盛现在向你都是打开的。
He wants to fill you with himself.
他要用自己来充满你。
A new creation.
一个新造。
If anyone be in Christ Jesus,
若有人在基督里
there is a new creation.
他就是新造的。
from strength to strength,
力上加力,
from glory to glory,
荣上加荣,
from grace to grace,
恩上加恩.
In other words,
换句话说,
our future is unlimited,
我们的将来是没有限量的.
Now that is what you are,
这就是你.
After you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你相信了主耶稣以后,
is that wonderful?
你看这是不是很稀奇？
But then very soon you discover there is something else there.
但是很快的你就发现有一些事发生了。
Now when you first believe in the Lord Jesus,
你知道当你开始相信主耶稣的时候，
I do not know what your experience is.
我不知道你的经验是什么。
Because everybody's experience is different.
因为每一个人的经历都不同。
God is living.
神是活的,
and we are all living beings.
我们都是活的人。
So the way God deals with each one of us is different.
所以神对待我们每一个人都有不同的方法。
Do not try to copy anybody.
我们不要效法别人。
But so far, 我想, I believe one thing is certain.
但是我相信有一件事是决定的。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你相信主耶稣以后,
something wonderful happens.
很奇妙的事发生了。
Some people when they believe in the Lord Jesus,
有些人当他们相信主耶稣以后，
they feel they are so free they can fly.
他们感觉到他们是那样的自由，好像他们能够飞翔一样。
But when they look at things, they find that everything is just new.
当他们张眼看一切的事物，都好像变成新的。
The birds seem to sing sweeter.
鸟儿唱歌好像唱得更甜美。
The grass seems to be bluer.Greener.
青草就好像 更绿了。
Everything seems to have changed.
每一件事都好像改变了。
Now, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹们。
And during that time,
在那段时间里面。
Oh, how you love God.
你是那样的爱神。
When you pray Abba Father.
当你祷告说亚巴阿巴父。
Oh, he is so close, so near to you.
他是那样的近，那样的近。
When you read the Bible.
当你读圣经的时候。
You find the Bible speaks to you.
你就发现圣经实在对你说话。
Just like you are reading your family letter.
就好像你在看家信一样。
When you pray.
当你祷告的时候。
You find God is so near to you.
你就感觉神是那样的近。
When you see another believer.
当你看见另外一位的信徒。
Oh, you just love that person.
你实在那样的爱他。
If God wants you to do anything,
如果神要你做任何的事,
if He wants you to give up anything,
他要你放弃一切的事,
it's very easy.
你觉得很容易,
there's no problem.
没有问题,
God is everything to you.
神对你就是一切。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
when you first believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你一相信主耶稣以后,
did you experience such experience?
你有没有这样的经历呢？
How good it would be if it will continue on.
如果能够这样持续下去，那实在是太好了。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的，
you begin to discover.
慢慢你就发觉。
Now some people maybe after a few months.
有些人是过了几个月。
Some people maybe after a year.
有的人可能是过了一年。
But sooner or later you begin to see.
但是早晚你就会看见。
There is something old still in you.
有一些旧的东西还在你的里面。
You think now you are a new creation.
你以为你已经是一个新造了。
The old things have passed away.
旧事已过。
Now the Bible doesn't say.
圣经没有说。
If anyone be in Christ.
若有人在基督里。
He is a new creation.
他就是一个新造。
Old things have passed away.
旧事已过。
Everything is new.
所有都是新的。
Everything is of God.
所有都是属乎神的。
The Bible doesn't say that.
圣经没有这样说。
If you read very carefully,
你如果很小心的
来读， you will find it say, if anyone be in Christ Jesus,
那里说若有人在基督里，
there is a new creation.
就有一个新造。
It does not say he is a new creation.
没有说他就是那个新造。
It says there is a new creation.
就有一个新造。
A new creation has begun.
一个新造已经开始。
And it should beFrom strength to strength, from grace to grace, from glory to glory.
那应该是力上加力，恩上加恩，荣上加荣呢？
I remember Brother T. Austin Sparks.
我记得史巴克弟兄。
He puzzled over this verse.
这一节的圣经就令他很迷惑。
Because he said, now if anyone be in Christ,
他说若有人在基督里,
he is a new creation.
他就是一个新造,
all things have passed away.
旧事已过,
everything is new.
都变成新的了。
Then why is it?
那为什么?
That after you are in Christ Jesus,
你已经在基督耶稣里了,
you find that yes, there is something new.
你发现实在是有一些新的。
But you find many old things are still there.
但是你又发现还有很多旧的东西。
So he puzzled over this verse.
所以这句话叫他很迷惑。
Until one day he read the original.
只等到一天他看原文。
The Bible says, if anyone be in Christ Jesus, there is a new creation.
圣经说若有人在基督里，在那里就有一个新造。
And it is not you are a new creation, there is a new creation.
不是说你就是那个新造，乃是说哪里有一个新造。
There is to say the potential is there.
换句话说有这个的潜能。
And that solves his problem.
这就解决了他的问题。
Well, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
you are in Christ Jesus.
你是在基督耶稣里。
A new creation is there.
实在在那里已经有一个新造了。
There is a new beginning there.
有一个新的开始了。
You should go on from strength to strength, from grace to grace, from glory to glory.
那你应该继续下去，必上加利，恩上加恩，荣上加荣。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的。
You begin to discover that within your soul, your old man, your old self, is still there.
你就发现在你的魂里还有你的旧人，你的旧照。
You begin to discover there seems to be two persons within you.
你就发现在你的里面好像有两个人。
When you are in first love with God,
当你和神之间是初恋的时候，
that old man, that flesh is subdued.
这个旧人就是肉体就被压制了。
But he's still there.
但是他还在那里。
When your love towards God begins to cool down,
当你向神的爱开始冷淡了，
that old man within you begins to raise his head.
这个旧人就开始在你里面抬头了。
You begin to feel that there are two persons within you.
你就开始感觉到在你的里面好像有两个人。
And they are striving against each other.
他们就好像在征战。
But the old man seems to be stronger.
但是旧人好像强壮一点。
Why? Because the new man is still in young.
为什么呢？因为新的人好像年轻一点。
So when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
所以当你来看哥林多前书第三章的时候，
the apostle Paul says,
保罗说，
And I, brethren, have not been able to speak to you as to spiritual, but as to fleshly.As to babes in Christ.
哥林多前书第三章第一节，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。
You know the first man is earthly.
你知道头一个人是属地的。
Therefore, all who are in the first man are earthly.
所以所有在头一个人的也是属地的。
The second man is heavenly.
第二个人是属天的。
Therefore, all who are in the second man are heavenly.
所以所有在第二个人里面的都是属天的。
The first man is of dust.
头一个人是属尘土的。
So all belong to dust.
所以一切都是属于尘土。
The second man is spiritual.
第二个人是属灵的。
Therefore, all who are in the second man are spiritual.
所以所有在第二个人里面的都是属灵的。
In the will of God,
在神的旨意里面。
Everyone who believes in the Lord Jesus,
所有相信主耶稣的人。
Who are in Christ Jesus,
所有在基督耶稣里的。
Are to be spiritual,
都应该是属灵的。
They should live by the Spirit of God.
他们乃是应该靠着神的灵而活的。
They should be spiritual men and women.
他们应该是属灵的男人。
But when we first believe in the Lord Jesus,
但是当我们一相信主耶稣以后，
the potential is there.
这个潜能就在哪里？
The potential to be spiritual is all there.
属灵的潜能完全在哪里？
But we are still babes in Christ.
但是我们还是在基督里做婴孩的。
Now as babes in Christ,
我们在基督里做婴孩。
Paul said, you are fleshly.
保罗说你们是属肉体的。
In the original, we can translate it into you are fleshy.
在原文的里面，我们是说我们是有肉体的。
Put it this way， 不是属肉体，这是属肉。
是属肉的
，flesh，
属肉的。
Flesh，
属肉的。
In the original it is sarkanos， which means fleshy。That is the material you are made with。
在原文里面是说到属肉的，就是说我们就是造我们的时候所用的材料。
Look at a baby。
我们看一个婴孩。
Now a baby, everybody loves a baby, right?
每个人都爱婴孩，对不对？
But a baby is fleshy, you know.
你知道婴孩实在是属肉的。
A baby is very self-centered.
你知道这个婴孩他是完全以自我做中心的。
Is very selfish.
非常的自私。
It, at midnight, if he wants to cry, he cries.
他半夜他要哭就哭了。
He does not care, you are sleeping.
他不管你已经在睡觉。
If he is hungry, he wants to eat.
他肚子饿，他就要吃。
If you are a little late, he is angry.
你迟一点，他就生气了。
You know, fleshy.
属肉体的。
属肉。A baby is fleshy.
你知道婴孩实在是属肉的。
Now he needs to grow up into maturity.
他实在需要成长。
To live out of that fleshiness.
从这个属肉体的里面出来。
Now we who believe in the Lord Jesus are the same way.
你知道我们相信主耶稣的也是一样。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣,
there is a spiritual potential within us.
在我们的里面就有一个属灵的潜能。
And if we walk by the Spirit,
如果我们是靠着圣灵生活，
we will be spiritual，
我们就变成属灵的。
But unfortunately，
但是很可惜的，
as babes we are very fleshy，
我们既然是婴孩，我们就是属肉体的。
We have not been delivered from our fleshiness，
我们还没有从我们属肉体的里面被拯救出来。
But you know as babes you should not beas babes for 20 years, 40 years.
但是我们不能够24年、40年还是做婴孩的。
Now, if you are a newborn baby,
如果你是出生的婴孩，
and you are fleshy, everybody will accept you.
你是属肉体的，但是呢，众人还能够接受你。
But if you be a baby for 40 years,
但是你过了40年还是婴孩的话，
now everybody will find it very strange.
每个人就会觉得非常的稀奇。
Now spiritually, that is the same thing.
属灵来说也是一样。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, we are babes in Christ.
当我们开始相信主耶稣的时候，我们在基督里是做婴孩的。
You cannot say I believe in the Lord Jesus, I'm instantaneously spiritual.
你不能够说我已经相信主耶稣了，我马上就变成属灵的。
You know, today we want everything instant.
你知道今天我们要什么都是马上要
有的。We have not only instant coffee, we have instant tea too.
我们有现成的咖啡，甚至有现成的茶。
So people want to be instant spiritual.
所以有些人呢，他们就要马上的成为属灵的人。
There is no such thing as instant spiritual.
你知道没有这样的事。
Life has to grow.
生命需要成长。
So in the beginning you are a babe in Christ.
所以在开始的时候你是在基督里做婴孩
的。 And you will have all these fleshy things.
你是实在是有这些属肉体的。
Now people will accept that.
人可以接受这一个。
But don't be too long.
但是不要时间过得太久。
If after 30, 40 years you are still like that, something is wrong.
过了三四十年你还是这样的话，那一定有问题了。
You know this is what we read in the Old Testament.
你看，这就是我们在旧约里面所看见的。
When the children of Israel were in Egypt,
当以色列的百姓他们在埃及的时候，
they represent the natural man.
我们就说他们是代表天然的人。
Because they live as slaves.
因为他们是奴隶。
They thought they were under Pharaoh.
他们乃是在法老之下的。
They were not free.
他们没有自由。
And God delivered them out of Egypt.
但是神把他们从埃及拯救出来。
Now, what is God's purpose in delivering them?
神拯救他们的目的是什么呢？
Canaan.
迦南。
God delivered them out of Egypt to bring them into Canaan.
神把他们从埃及救出来，要把他们带进迦南。
But from Egypt to Canaan.
但是从埃及到迦南。
There is a wilderness journey.
中间有旷野的旅程。
Now, if you read very carefully the Old Testament,
如果你小心的来看旧约圣经的话
，you find that wilderness journey should not exceed 2 years.
你就会发现这个旷野的旅程。本来不应该超过两年的。
In 2 years, they should be in Canaan.
在两年的时间，他们应该到了迦南。
But unfortunately, they spent 40 years in the wilderness.
但是很不幸的，他们在旷野过了40年的时间。
Because of their unbelief.
因为他们不信。
Now, what is wilderness experience?
你知道旷野的经历是什么呢
？God. How they rebel against God.
他们怎么样的背叛神
How they wanted things for themselves.
他们怎么样为自己要得着东西
How they did not believe God.
他们怎么样的不相信神
They even questioned whether God was with them.
他们甚至怀疑神是不是与他们同在
Could he spread a table in the wilderness? Could he spread a table?
他能不能够在旷野为他们摆设筵席
In other words, they are carnal.
换句话说他们是属肉体的
From fleshy to become fleshly.
从属肉的变成属肉体的。
So when you read 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3.
所以如果你看哥林多前书第三章第三节的话。
Twice it mentioned carnal.
两次讲到属肉体的。
Carnal is a sarcocos. It means not only made the material but the quality.
属肉体的意思呢，就是说，不单我们有那个的材料，也有那个的性情。
It carries a moral sense there.
那里有一个性格。
You are not only made of flesh.
你不单是用肉造成的。
But you manifest, exhibit all the things of the flesh.
你也实在是彰显所有属乎肉体的。
Now, that is carnality.
这就是属肉体。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
you find that after you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你就发现当你相信了主耶稣以后,
there will be a period when you are fleshy.
有一段的时间你是属肉的,
you're babes in Christ.
你是在基督里做婴孩的,
and God will allow you.
神容许你这样,
and people will accept you.
人也可以这样的接受。
But remember,
但是要记得,
it shouldn't be extended too long.
这不应该延长一段的时间。
You know, that's the reason why Paul wrote the letter to the Corinthians.
这就是为什么保罗要写信给哥林多的信徒。
Because they should outgrow their babyhood.
因为他们实在应该是成长已经过了婴孩的阶段
they should be mature now
他们现在应该是成熟了
and in the book of Hebrews you find the same thing
在希伯来书你也找到同样的事
according to the years you should be teachers
如果按照你们得救的日子你们应该是做教师的
but now you still need milk to feed you
但是我还是需要用奶来喂你们
that is not right
这不对
now brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
What are the symptoms of a carnal man?
一个属肉体的人，他的病象是什么呢？
A carnal man is different from a natural man.
你知道属肉体的人和天然的人有不同。
Because a natural man, his spirit is dead.
因为天然的人，他的灵是死的。
But a carnal man,
但是属肉体的人呢？
Is a Christian.
是一个基督徒
His spirit is renewed
他的灵已经重生了
But unfortunately
但是很可惜的
He does not live by the spirit
他没有靠着这个灵来活
He still lives by the flesh
他还是按着肉体来活
His flesh has not been dealt with
他的肉体还没有受对付
So we find that you knowSometimes you look at people.
所以有的时候你看一些的人。
One is a believer.
一个是信徒。
The other is a non-believer.
一个是没有信，一个是非信徒。
You look at them.
你看他们。
And you say, I don't see any difference.
你就说我看不出有什么不同。
Because In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we are told.
因为在哥林多前书第三章告诉我们。
For whereas there are among you emulation and strife, are ye not carnal and walk according to man?
因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样子行吗？
You are Christians.
你是基督徒。
You should not be jealous.
你们不应该有嫉妒。
You should not be striving.
你们不应该有纷争。
You should be humble.
你们应该是谦卑的。
You should learn to prefer one another.
你们应该个人看是别人比自己高。
And you should be united as one.
你们应该是联合的，应该是合一的。
Now in the world,
在世界里面
，you find jealousy, striving.That is the character of man.
你看见有嫉妒，有纷争，这本来就是人的品格。
That shouldn't happen in the church.
但是在教会不应该有这样的情形。
But you find the carnal man walk according to the natural man.
但是属肉体的人乃是过着天然人的生活。
So outwardly, you don't see any difference.
所以在外面里来看，你看不出有什么的分别。
Now sometimes we are challenged.By people,
你知道有的时候人还要挑战我们。
They say, look at,
他们说
look at that Christian,
你看看那一个基督徒。
He does the same thing that a non-Christian does.
他做的跟非基督徒做的完全一样。
A non-Christians love the world.
非基督徒他们爱世界。
A Christian also love the world.
基督徒呢，他也爱世界。
A non-Christian want money.
非基督徒他们要钱。
A Christian also love money.
基督徒他们也贪钱。
What's the difference?
分别在哪里？
Why should I be a Christian at all?
那我为什么要成为基督徒呢？
Have you been challenged by that?
有没有人这样的向你挑战呢？
Outwardly there is no difference.
在外面来看实在没有分别。
Because a carnal man walk according to man.
因为一个属肉体的人，他的生活的方式就是人的方式。
His spirit is dormant.
他的灵是好像是沉睡的。
He still lives by the flesh.
他还是按着肉体而活。
And the Bible said, he that is born of the flesh is flesh.
圣经告诉我们说，从肉体生的就是肉体。
In other words, the flesh never changes into spirit.
换句话说，肉体永远不会变成灵。
You cannot improve your flesh and make it spiritual.
你不能够把肉体来改良一下，叫它变成灵。
The flesh is always flesh.
肉体永远是肉体。
Whether it is in a non-believer or whether it is in a believer.
在信徒身上也好，在非信徒身上也好。
So a carnal man walk according to man, according to flesh.
所以一个属肉体的人乃是按着肉体而活的。
That is the first symptom.
这就是头一个的病症。
And the second symptom.
第二个的病症呢？
A carnal man can only drink milk. He cannot eat meat.
一个属肉体的人，他只能够喝奶，不能够吃肉。
Now what is milk?
奶是什么呢？
A milk is pre-digested food.
奶是经过消化的。食物
somebody digest it for you.
已经有人把它消化了。
You know, a cow, he will eat the grass.
你知道，一只牛，它吃了青草。
And he will digest it.
这个青草牛就消化了。
And then he will produce milk.
然后它就产生奶。
So it is already digested.
已经是消化的。
So you can drink it.
所以你就可以喝了。
Because your stomach and is not strong enough yet.
因为你的肠胃还不够健壮。
And so you need milk to feed you.
所以是要用奶来喂你。
If you eat meat,
如果你吃肉的话，
then you have to digest it yourself.
那你自己要消化。
Now spiritually, it is the same thing.
属灵来说也是一样。
A carnal man,
一个属肉体的人，
that is a carnal Christian,
就是一个属肉体的基督徒。
Even though he has spiritual life in him,
虽然在他的里面有属灵的生命，
but because he does not exercise his spiritual senses,
但是因为他没有运用他属灵的器官，
he does not exercise the conscience of the spirit,
他没有运用圣灵的良心。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit will restrain you.
有的时候圣灵激励你。
Now, do you have such experience?
你知道你有没有这样的经历呢？
After you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你相信了主耶稣以
后， Now suppose you are a person who love to tell half lies.
你知道有些人 你本来呢是喜欢说一些呢
坏 lies，
没有害的谎话。
You love to joke.
或者说你喜欢说笑话。
At the expense of other people.
就叫别人呢受了亏损了。
Now after you believe in the Lord Jesus.
但是当你相信了主耶稣以后。
When you begin to do that.
当你做这些事的时候。
Is there someone within you telling you, now stop?
在你的里面是不是有个声音说停下来？
But you don't listen.
但是你不听。
You still continue to talk.
你还是继续的来做。
Now afterwards you know you have sinned.
过了之后你就知道你犯了罪。
You do not exercise your conscience.
你没有运用你的良心。
You do not exercise your intuitive power.
你没有用你里面的内在的能力。
You try to reason things out.
你用你的头脑来讲理由。
Instead of letting the Holy Spirit to speak directly to you.
你没有让圣灵直接的对你说话。
You do not commune with God's Spirit.
你没有与这位神就是灵来说话。
You try to listen to what people say.
你要听听人说什么。
You do not exercise your spiritual senses.
你没有用你属灵的能力。
And therefore, you cannot eat spiritual meat.
这就为什么你不能够吃灵的肉。
You have to have someone digest it for you.
你需要有别人替你消化。
And then feed you.
然后来喂你。
That is the sign of a carnal Christian.
这就是属肉体的人的病症。
You cannot study the Bible yourself.
你自己呢不能够读圣经。
You have to let people tell you what the Bible says.
别人需要告诉你圣经说什么。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
as babes in Christ is all right.
在基督里做婴孩可以。
Because if you feed a baby with meat, you will kill him.
你如果把肉来喂婴孩的话，你会把他杀死。
But we need to outgrow our babyhood.
但是我们需要成长，不再做婴孩。
We should exercise our spiritual senses.
我们需要运用我们属灵的器官。
In prayer, in reading the word,
借助祷告读主的话，
in communing with God,
与主有交通，
in listen to the voice of the Spirit,
来听圣灵的声音，
listening to what your conscience tells you,
你要听你良心告诉你的，
and then we'll grow into maturity,
然后我们就要长大，我们就要成熟。
Now that is the second feature,
这就是第二个的特征。
And then the third one,
第三个呢，
a carnal man,
一个属肉体的人。
If you turn to Romans chapter 8,
如果我们来看罗马书第八章
verses 6 and 7,
第六节第七节
7 and 8,
或者第七节第八节。
Because the mind of the flesh is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, for neither indeed can it be.
罗马书第八章第七节，原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不服神的律法也是不能服。
And they that are in flesh cannot please God.
而且属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Now we say that carnal, a carnal man is a man who walks according to the world.
我们说一个属肉体的人乃是按着世界乃是走在世界里面的。
A carnal man is a man who can only drink milk.
一个属肉体的人是一个只能够喝奶的人。
And now it says,
现在这里说，
the mind of the flesh is enmity against God.
原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇。
Now if you live by the flesh,
如果我们是靠着肉体而活，
No matter how good that flesh is,
无论这个肉体是有多好，
You know our flesh are good flesh and bad flesh.
你知道肉体有好有坏，
even the best of your flesh,
就是肉体最好的,
is enmity against God,
还是与神为仇。
For instance,
比方说,
before you believe in the Lord Jesus,
在你还没有相信主耶稣以前,
you do many things, sinful things,
你做许多犯罪的事。
But after you believe in the Lord Jesus,
但是当你相信主耶稣以后,
now you will say, now I'm going to serve God.
那你说我现在要服侍神。
Now, how do you serve God?
但你怎么样来侍奉神呢?
Do you go to God and ask the Lord, what do you want?
你是不是到神的面前说,主啊,你要什么?
Just like Saul on the road to Damascus.
就好像扫罗在大马色的路上。
He said, Lord,
他说,主啊,
what do you want me to do?
你要我做什么?
Now, instead of doing that,
我们确实不是这样做。
Now, you said, well, formerly I serve sin.
你说我从前呢乃是服侍罪的。
Now I'm going to serve God.
现在我要服侍神。
So you use your own mind.
所以你就用你的心思。
You say, well, this is something God should like.
你就说神应该喜欢这一个。
Because I like it.
因为我喜欢它。
Therefore, you do it as if you are serving God.
所以你就做了，好像你是在服侍神。
Now, actually, you are serving yourself.
实在你在服侍你的自己。
The mind of the flesh is enmity.Against God.
体贴肉体的就是与神为仇。
And the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
it is not subject to the law of God.
因为不服神的律法。
You are not submissive, subject to God.
你没有降服神。
In other words, you are still your own master.
换句话说,你还是你自己的主人。
You cannot submit yourself to the law of God.
你不能够降服在神的律法之下。
And you cannot subject yourself to God.
也是不能服。
Now, you know, there is a difference here.
你知道这里有个分别吗?
An unbeliever, a natural man, does not know God.
一个天然的人,一个非信徒,他们不认识神。
They do not receive things spiritual.
他们没有接受属灵的。
And they cannot know spiritual things.
所以他们不能够认识属灵的事。
But a carnal man,
但是一个属灵的人,
he knows the law of God.
他知道神的律法。
But he cannot submit himself to God's law.
但是他不能够服神的律法。
Why? Because he still wants to be his own master.
因为为什么呢?他还要自己做主。
He knows it.
他知道。
And yet he does it.
然而他还是做。
That is a carnal man.
这就是属肉体。
So a carnal man cannot please God.
所以一个属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢。
Now brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
if you turn to Romans chapter 7,
如果我们来看罗马书第七章,
you find in Romans chapter 7 there is a person.
你看在罗马书第七章呢, 你告诉我们有一个人,
he wants to serve God.
他要服侍神。
He wants to keep God's commandment.
他要守神的律法。
And he's trying his best to do it.
他尽他的所能来做。
But he's discovered.
但是他发现。
That in him.
在他里面。
That is in his flesh.
就是在他的肉体里面。
There is no good.
没有良善。
What he wants to do, he cannot.
他愿意做的，他不去做。
What he does not want to do, he does it.
他所不愿意做的。
Because he is still under the law of sin and of death.
因为他还是在罪和死的律之下。
If we live according to the flesh,
如果我们是按着肉体而活,
we are still under the law of sin and of death.
我们还是在罪和死的律下。
Only when we live according to the spirit,
只有我们在灵里面活,
then we are delivered out of the law of sin and of death.
我们就从罪和死的律之下被拯救出来。
Because the law of the spirit of life now rules over us.
因为现在圣命和圣灵的律已经管辖我们。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
what is God's will for us?
神向着我们的旨意是什么呢?
He saves us.
他拯救了我们。
We are babes in Christ.
我们在基督里是婴孩。
But that is not the will of God.
但是这不是神的意思。
The will of God is that we may all grow up into maturity.
神的旨意乃是要我们长大成熟。
He wants to be us to be sons and daughters of God.
他要我们成为神的儿女。
Because only when we are grown up,
因为只有当我们长大了
we will know our Father's thought.
我们才能够知道神的心意。
We may serve Him.
我们才能够服侍他。
We may do His service.
我们才能够来做他的工作。
Now a babe has to be served.
一个小孩他需要这种服侍。
But only when you are growing up.
只有当你长大了以后
you are able to serve.
你才能够服侍人
you are able to be the man that God has created.
你才能够达到神所要的那个人
so God's will is that we have to grow up.
神的旨意乃是要我们长大
now do not be contented to be babes.
不要做婴孩感觉到很满意
you know, because as babes you are not responsible for anything.
因为做婴孩你一点责任都没有
and let other people take responsible
让别人来负起责任
you don't serve anybody let everybody serve you
你不服侍别人让别人来服侍
now some people like to be babes all their life
有些人他们愿意一生都做婴孩
but that is very unnatural
但是这是非常的不自然
God wants us to grow up
神要我们长大
He wants many sons
他要这座粽子
He will bring many sons into glory.
他要把众子带到荣耀。
He is to be the firstborn among many sons.
他要在众子里面是成首生的。
That is the will of God.
这就是神的意。
Now, how can we be delivered from being carnal man?
我们怎么样能够从属肉体里面被拯救出来呢？
How can we be spiritual?
我们怎么能够成为属灵呢？
The Apostle Paul showed us the way.
使徒保罗告诉我们一个方法。
He said, "When I am among you,"
他说，当我在你们中间的时候
，I am determined to know nothing.
我定了旨意，不知道别的
，save Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
In other words,
换句话说
，to be delivered from being a carnal man,
从属肉体里面被拯救出来
，you need.The cross.
你需要十字架。
The cross is the only way that can deliver us from being carnal.
十字架是唯一把我们从属肉体里面拯救出来的道路。
The Corinthian believers,
哥林多的信徒们,
their understanding of the cross is very limited.
他们对十字架的认识是非常的有限。
They only know the cross of Jesus Christ in terms of atonement.
他们对主耶稣基督十字架的认识只限制于赎罪。
That is to say, when Christ died on the cross.
换句话说，当基督耶稣在十字架上被钉死的时候
，He bore our sins upon Himself.
他背负了我们的罪孽。
And because of this,
因着这样。
God forgive our sins.
神赦免我们的罪。
So they only know this initial sense of the cross of Jesus Christ.
所以他们只认识基督耶稣十字架的这一部分。
They do not know the full meaning of the cross of Jesus Christ.
他们不认识基督耶稣十字架完全的意义。
Because the cross of our Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣基督的十字架。
On the one hand, it is atoning.Our sins.
一方面是为我们赎罪。
He bore our sins.
他背负了我们的罪。
In his own body on the tree.
把他的身体钉在十字架上。
So that our sins may be remitted.
叫我们的罪能够得到赦免。
But at the same time,
但是同时呢
，When our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候
，He not only took your sins away.
他不单把你的罪拿走
，He took you away too.
他也把你拿走了。
So in Romans chapter 6 verse 6,
所以在罗马书第六章第六节
Knowing that our old man was crucified with Christ,
知道我们的旧人已经与基督同钉
When Christ died on the cross,
当主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候
The old man,
旧人
Your flesh, my flesh,
你的肉体我的肉体
Our Lord Jesus took us,to the cross with him.
主耶稣已经把这些带到十字架上。
When he died,
当他死了
the old man died.
旧人也死了。
You and me, you and I died.
你和我都死了。
How?
是怎么样?
Because we are in him.
因为我们在他的里面。
So when he died, we also died.
所以当他死了，我们也死了。
He not only took your sins away.
他不单拿走了你的罪。
He has already taken you away.
他也把你拿走了。
Now, brothers and sisters, you are the problem.
弟兄姊妹，你就是难处。
I am the problem.
我也是难处。
The reason why I am not spiritual is because I.
我不能够。属灵的原因就是因为我。
The reason why you are not spiritual is because of you.
你不能够属灵是因为你。
You stand in the way.
你拦阻了主。
Instead of letting Christ live in you.
你没有让基督在你里面活。
You want to live by yourself.
你要靠着自己活。
And that's the reason why you are carnal.
这就是为什么你是属肉体的。
God said,In your flesh, there is no good.
神说，在你的肉体里没有良善。
God look at us.
神看我们。
God look at Adam.
神看亚当。
God said Adam cannot be improved.
神说亚当不能够改良。
Adam had to die.
亚当需要死。
That is the only way to be delivered.
这是拯救唯一的方法。
When God look at you and me.
当神今天看你我。
Your flesh and my flesh.
你的肉体和我的肉体。
God shook his head and said, no hope.
神就摇头说没有希望。
I cannot improve you.
我不能够把你来改良。
I cannot decorate you.
我不能够把你装饰一下。
There's only one way you have to die.
只有一个方法你需要死。
Now how are you going to die?
那你怎么能够死呢?
Our Lord Jesus.
我们的主耶稣
When he died,
当他死了
you and I are in him,
你我也在他里面
and we died with him,
我们与他同死了
and we died in him,
我们在他里面死了
that happened 2000 years ago,
这在2000年以前发生了
before you were born,
你还没有出生
you already died,
你已经死了
you say how can it be,
你说这怎么可能呢
well, it's very simple,
很简单的
when ChristBore your sins on the cross.
当主耶稣在十字架上担当你的罪孽。
That was 2,000 years ago.
那是2000年以前。
You haven't been born yet.
你还没有生下来。
You haven't committed even one sin yet.
你还没有犯过一件的罪。
And yet, 2,000 years ago, he already bore your sins in his body.
然而2000年前，他已经在他的身上背负了你的罪。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because with God, there is no time factor involved.
因为在神的里面没有时间的因素。
Truth is eternal.
真理是永存的。
So time does not affect it at all.
所以时间不是一个因素。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus,
当你相信主耶稣,
you'll find your sins are forgiven.
你就发现你的罪这就赦免了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
it is just as simple.
就是那样的简单。
When Christ died on the cross 2,000 years ago,
当基督耶稣在十字架上2000年前死了。
God said you died in him.
神说你在他里面死了。
Now do you believe it?
你相不相信呢?
The problem is we don't believe it.
难处就是我们不相信。
Now 2,000 years ago, Christ bore your sins.
2000年前基督背负你的罪。
But if you don't believe that,
但是你如果不相信这个,
your sins are still upon you.
你的罪还是在你的身上。
But because you believe in him,
但是因着你相信他,
believe in what God has done in Christ Jesus,
你相信神在基督耶稣里所做的,
therefore you find your sins are forgiven.
所以你就发现你的罪已经得到赦免。
You experience the forgiveness of your sins.
你经历罪的赦免。
The same thing is true.
同样的。
Why are we not delivered from our flesh?
我们为什么不是从肉体里面被拯救出来?
Because 2,000 years ago, it already crucified.
因为2000年前已经钉在十字架上了。
The reason is we don't believe it.
原因就是我们不相信。
We look at ourselves.
我们看自己。
I'm still very living.
你就看我还是非常的活。
My old man is still very alive.
我的旧人还是非常的活。
Oh, I haven't died yet.
我还没有死。
Don't look at yourself.
不要看自己。
Look at the cross.
看十字架。
When you look at the cross,
当你看十字架的时候
then God will open your eyes.
神就会开你的眼睛。
And see that there you are with him.
叫你看见你就在那里与主在一起。
You co-died with Christ.
你与主同死了。
And that's the reason why in Romans 6:11 it says.
这就是为什么在罗马书第六章第十一节说。
Reckon yourself as dead unto sin in Christ Jesus.
这样你们向罪也当看自己是死的。
And reckon yourselves as alive unto God in Christ Jesus.
你们向神在基督耶稣里当看自己是活的。
You know, the word in Christ Jesus must be applied to both.
你知道在基督里必须要同样的应用在这两件事
上。Because it is only in Christ Jesus that is true.
因为只有在基督里这才是真的。
In Christ Jesus, you can count yourself as dead to sin.
在基督耶稣里的你就能够算自己像罪是死的。
In Christ Jesus, you can count yourself as alive unto God.
在基督耶稣里你可以看自己像神是活的。
In yourself, you are still alive to sin and dead to God.
在你的自己里你像罪还是活的，像神还是死的。
It is true in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里是真的。
Therefore, we need to believe.
所以我们需要相信。
If we believe that when Christ died, we also died.
如果我们相信当基督死的时候，我们也死了。
Then you know what will happen.
你知道有什么事会发生吗？
Paul said, I am crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉。
No longer live I.
现在活着的不再是我。
Then who is living?
那谁是活着的？
It is Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面。
And I live by faith.
我是靠着信心而活。
The faith of the Son of God,
就是神儿子的信。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
And then you experience being delivered from the flesh.
在那里你就要经历到从肉体里面被拯救出来。
Now if you don't believe,
如果你不相信。
Why don't you believe?
你为什么不相信？
There's one reason.
有一个原因。
Because you still believe in yourself.
你还是相信你的自己。
You think that, well, there are lots of bad things in me, that's true.
你说在我的里面，是的，有很多坏的东西。
But it is not all bad.
但是不全都是坏的。
I don't deserve to die.
我不值得死。
I need to be improved a little bit, that's true.
是的，我需要有一点的改良。
But I don't need to die.
但是我不应该。
One day,
有一天
the Apostle Paul discovered.
使徒保罗他发现。
He said, "In me, that is in my flesh, there is no good."
他说，在我的里面，就是在我的肉体里没有良善。
So he cried out.
所以他就呼喊说
"Oh wretched man that I am!"
他说我真是苦啊。
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
And the next verse says.
但是在下一节他就说了。
Thank God through Christ Jesus.
但是他说感谢神靠着我们的主耶稣基督。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Don't continue to live as a carnal man.
不要继续过着一个属肉体的生活。
Because that is not God's will for you.
因为这不是神的旨意。
We need to be delivered from our flesh.
我们需要从我们的肉体里面被拯救出来。
And the only way to be delivered,
唯一的方法
is to look at the cross of our Lord Jesus.
就是来看我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
If we look at the cross of the Lord Jesus,
如果我们来看主耶稣基督的十字架
and believe,What he has done for us.
也相信他在那里为我们所成就的。
Then the Holy Spirit will make it real in your life.
就要叫这个在我们的生命里面是成为真实。
So what is a Christian life?
所以什么是基督徒的生活呢？
A Christian life is not I, but Christ.
基督徒的生活乃是不再是我，乃是基督。
How can it be that it is not I?
怎么能够不再是我呢？
Because you areYou despair of yourself already.
因为你对自己已经绝望了。
You accept God's verdict.
你接受了神的判断。
You believe that when Christ died, you died too.
你相信当基督死的时候你也死了。
And you're willing to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow the Lord.
你愿意舍己背起十字架来跟从主。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
This is how God will recover us to be the man that God first created.
这就是主耶稣恢复我们的方法，叫我们能够达到神创造人的目的。
God willing, tomorrow we will talk about the spiritual man.
如果神愿意的话，明天早上我们要来看属灵的人。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。